Dear yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. Live launching is not dead. Far from it. It's evolving, right? And the businesses that recognize this shift and adapt are actually the ones that are going to keep seeing the success. So here's what we're going to cover today. First of all, why are people saying this? Why are people saying, you know, live launching is dead, people aren't buying anymore, people aren't showing up? Why are they saying that? And then what is the data actually telling us? Because few people look at the data, the industry data. I'm also going to share with you two key reasons why your launch might not be converting as well as it has in the past and how to fix that. And I'm going to share with you the power of launch looping. Okay, this is a strategy that we use to really blend our live launching with evergreen for those consistent sales. So this is how we've structured our most recent six-figure launch for that maximum engagement and conversions. And I'll be sharing and breaking that down for you as well. So if you know much about the online space, the online course education space, you may be familiar with conversion rates, okay? And the average conversion rate in that space for live launching actually sits between 3 and 5%. Some sources say 1 to 3%. So what's that saying is that 3 to 5% of your email list, the people that come into your launch activity with you, will convert, okay? Now, it might not seem a lot, but this is why we have to be focusing on growing our email list, right? We have to focus on growing our email list, not focus all our energy on our Instagram, okay? And that's the big danger here. And the thing that most people seem to do is that they're so focused on Instagram, okay? We have to grow our email list. So for years, and now I've been running my business for 8 years, but for years, we've been outperforming those conversion rates. We've been converting between 10 and 15%. But over the last 2 years in particular, as we've refined and implemented our launch looping strategy, our conversion rates have rocketed, okay? 40% last year with our live launch last year, and most recently, 38%. We didn't change the fact that we're launching live. We just changed how we approached it, okay? And I actually made this shift 2 years ago. So let's start by just addressing this question then. Like, why are so many people saying that live launching doesn't work anymore? It's not because people aren't buying. People are buying, okay? But it's how buying behavior has changed, that they've changed how they buy. Okay, and so if we don't change, we fall behind. The business owners and the coaches out there who are kind of spreading these rumors, and I'll keep calling them rumors, that live launching is dead and people aren't buying anymore, they're feeling frustrated because their launches aren't converting like they used to, or their webinar or their challenge has had fewer signups and lower show up rates. Okay, so maybe they've seen that people aren't buying right away, and then it feels like there's this resistance in the market. And so then the conclusion that people jump to is that live launching doesn't work anymore. Okay, so what I want to do is I just want to set the scene here and actually share with you what's happening in the industry. Because as I said, few people do that, right? They just make assumptions based on their own experiences, and they don't actually look at what's actually happening in the space. So this is one of the things that I'm a bit of a geek about. You know, being a marketer, that's my background since 1999. I've been in the marketing space. Like, I'm very data driven. So I do look at what's happening in the space. And people are buying, right? Online education is booming. It is growing every single year, right? But how they buy has changed. So the industry, the data that's available shows us that people are just taking longer to make buying decisions. So you may have heard in the past that it takes seven touch points for someone to buy. It actually now takes between 20 and 50. Yeah, 20 and 50 times. Yeah, wow, exactly. Yeah. They need more trust, okay? They need a deeper connection before they say yes. And that's 20 to 50 times of your brand, okay? In various different ways. Because if you think about it, the space has boomed, right? AI has come in as well, right? So that's had an impact because now people are like, there's a trust issue, isn't there? There's a trust issue. Is this information correct? Yeah, there's a trust issue. And now we see these, this explosion of online coaches, right? So it's authenticity, right? And so the trust is an issue. There's an issue there. And so people need this deeper connection. And so a few years ago, someone may have joined a webinar, right? And they may have bought right away, right? The journey is like a landing page, a webinar, purchase. Now they need to see you multiple times, 20 to 50, as I said, through social media, emails, retargeting, whatever it might be. There are more platforms available now, right? So people are just taking their time to look around and to suss you out. In the marketing space, this is now referred to as the messy middle. Yeah, because it's actually hard to track. It's hard to track. Where are people going before they actually come and make that purchase? Yeah, and they're interacting with you in lots of different ways. So they need multiple opportunities to say yes. Okay, so if we are just doing one launch a year and it has a short launch window, it's not enough. When people say these things, these rumors, they throw these rumors around, what they're actually experiencing is the shift in buying behavior. Yeah. So this old way of launching, where we do a single webinar, open the cart for a few days, and then expect instant sales, it doesn't work as well anymore. Let's not say it doesn't work. Because some people are so ready, they're ready to buy. Okay. So the issue is that, this way of launching isn't that it doesn't work anymore. It's that the strategy behind it has to adapt to these changes, right? So if you're still running your launches the old way, then yes, you may be seeing lower engagement in your kind of pre-launch phase or fewer people showing up live. Like if you've done summits or online challenges, maybe fewer people are showing up live to those webinars and those events. And then there's slower sales when you open the cart. Yeah, maybe you don't get the sales. And the biggest mistake I see is then giving up halfway in your sales period. We just give up. And actually, people just need longer. Yeah, they need to see all your emails. They need to interact with all of that. They need to see the testimonials. Maybe they wait until literally the final day. So instead of asking, or saying live launches don't work, we need to ask a better question, don't we? Like, how do I evolve my launch strategy to match how people buy today? Yeah, and this is where really understanding what's actually going wrong in your launch so that you can fix it. Yeah, there's two core reasons for this, why a launch doesn't convert the way that you want it to. The first is that your messaging just isn't landing. It's not speaking to the right person, or it's not addressing the deeper emotional triggers that drive the buying decision, right? So that's the messaging. And then the second reason is that the strategy isn't optimized. Yeah, the strategy isn't optimized for today's buyers. You're missing these key elements that, involve nurturing and building momentum and then the re-engagement. Yeah, that's where a lot of people fall flat with this, is the re-engagement. And so let's just kind of dive into both of these problems a little bit more. Problem one, your messaging needs refining. So if your messaging isn't hitting the mark, it doesn't matter how strong your strategy is. People won't buy. So it's not that people just generally aren't buying, it's that your messaging isn't working. And most business owners will think that they have a strategy problem, but in most cases, they actually have a messaging problem, right? They're not speaking to the right person. Or they're speaking to them in a way that doesn't create that urgency, right? Doesn't create the desire. And then they're assuming that their audience understands what it is that they're offering. Well, they're not talking about it enough, right? They're not sharing it enough. Just assuming that your community know what you sell and you understand, they understand the value, right? Instead, we need to make it so crystal clear, and we need to be showing up and talking about it multiple times. We need to show to our audience why they need this now. Maybe they're focusing too much on the features, right? This is an easy one, isn't it? And it's an easy one to change, actually. Focusing too much on the features, like how many hours, how many lessons, and not enough on the emotions that actually drive someone to enroll. Do you recognize that you could be making some of these mistakes with your messaging? Because your audience won't buy if you are. Like, they're going to have objections because they don't see the value, right? They don't see the value clearly enough because you haven't articulated why this is the only solution to their problem. Or they don't believe that it will work for them. You know, they see it and they might think it works for other people, but they have doubts about whether they can get results. Yeah, they don't believe in themselves that they can actually do it. That's a big one. That's a big one. Maybe they don't feel an urgent reason to buy now. Yeah, they just think they can wait. Again, this is a big one, right? We get a flood of emails coming in. Oh, I'll look at that tomorrow. Or look at that tomorrow. All right, the open cart is there's still another week. Right, okay, I'll look at that. I can wait. Then life happens. Yeah, and in the meantime, you've stopped sending the emails. So now they just forget. So when you refine your messaging and you address these things head on, you will see a major shift. Yeah, instead of people hesitating, they're going to lean in, aren't they? They're going to engage more. They're going to make faster decisions. And that's what we want to encourage because people are taking longer. So as a business owner, I need to ask myself, what can I do to help people make a faster decision? Okay? So that's the first problem that we need to address is the messaging. The second problem, and from what I'm seeing in the space, is that people aren't addressing this at all, is the strategy needs to evolve. Yeah, the strategy needs to evolve because, you know, with all that I've shared with you today already, even with great messaging, your strategy has to match what's happening in the space. Yeah, the evolving buyer behavior. And this is the problem, right, with a traditional live launching is that you do this big push and then you disappear. Yeah, your audience sees you show up in a high energy way for a really short period of time, and then you close the doors and then you're gone until the next launch. Because this creates this start stop, doesn't it, in your business when you are now relying on live launch income and you're only making sales when you launch. Yeah. The other thing is that it means that people who weren't ready to buy in that exact moment get lost in the process. So, 2 years ago, as I said, we shifted the Profitable Yoga Teacher program to an evergreen enrollment. Okay. I've been running this program since 2018, and it was always live launching like two or three times a year. And we shifted it to evergreen enrollment. And we integrated live launching with evergreen elements so that even after the live launch window closes, we're still capturing and converting ideal students, leads. Okay. And we've done this now for the last 2 years. And the strategy that I've been using, I've termed the strategy launch looping, right? Which is what I teach to the students, the teachers inside the Visionary Mastermind, they get to learn about that. So instead of treating your launch as this kind of one-time event, this launch looping strategy really ensures that you continue to nurture people when they come into your ecosystem. You're engaging people even when the doors close, like it doesn't stop really, you know, and you have multiple opportunities to sell instead of just relying on this kind of single, you know, open cart period, open doors period. Instead, what we're doing is we create a system so that new people are always entering into your ecosystem. Yeah. And they're always moving towards a buying decision in their own time. As I said, some people will be really ready to buy, because your messaging is speaking to the person who's ready to buy, right? That's the messaging piece. Some people need a bit more time. Okay. So with this strategy, we've seen our highest conversions rates ever, right? As I said, 40% last year, our most recent, like not only did it lead to a 38% conversion rate for the live launch element, but it's also allowed us to keep making sales even when we closed the doors and the event was over. The online yogi immersion was over. So, now instead of just launching once or twice a year and hoping for the best, although that never really happens, we have a strategy, right? We're creating ongoing opportunities for sales. Yeah, we're not needing to start from scratch every time because we're launch looping, okay, with our evergreen funnels and opportunities to buy. It's a continuous cycle. Now, one of the biggest shifts we have to make around this actually is our mindset. Okay, because I've talked strategy and we've diagnosed the two big reasons, right? Why live launches struggle, the messaging that doesn't convert, and then the outdated strategy. And I want to just talk to you a bit for a moment about your mindset, because most people treat launching as a short-term game. Okay. If people don't buy now, they're never going to buy, right? Or if I don't get the same numbers as last time, if I don't make as much money as I did last time, then this doesn't work anymore. I need to do something new. I need to do another strategy. This mindset leads to burnout, big burnout, yeah, frustration. It leads to reactive decision making, actually, which is really detrimental to your business. Yeah, it stops you from seeing the bigger picture. It stops you from, it means you start to see your leads as like buyers that are just here for today instead of buyers that are here for the future. Yeah, so we're kind of treating it like make or break instead of this longer term vision, part of a bigger sales ecosystem. And I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen where I've mentioned it already, but like you go into this launch and then you get really frustrated that people aren't buying straight away. And then so you stop halfway and you don't actually complete the full launch. You give up. You think it's not working. So my advice to you is to really start to think of your launch as just one part of an ongoing cycle, a loop. Yeah, people who aren't buying today in this activity that you do in this conversion event, whatever it might be, do you do some kind of boot camp, live experience? It's usually a live experience. The live experiences work better, work best than, just an evergreen channel. I'm sorry, challenge. Why do they work better? Because there's the interaction with you. You get to build a lot of trust in a short period of time. People get to interact with you. They get to learn from you. They get to see what is it like to learn from this person that I'm then going to potentially invest money to continue learning with them. Okay, so if you just think I'm going to launch my course and I'm going to launch it with an online evergreen challenge and people are going to sign up and then they're going to get, an email for 5 days and then I'm going to share the big reveal, you're doing yourself a disservice, actually. Yes, it can work for evergreen, but we're talking about live launching here, and I've seen people do that where they still approach it as everyone comes in at the same time and they start the challenge together, but then there's no live interaction from them because they don't want to show up live. They don't want to do the live sessions. You're doing yourself a disservice if you do that. People need to see you. You need to build that trust with people. Yeah? So some people will buy on the first touch point. You'll get those people. They've never even heard of you. They're brand new into your community and they buy straight away because you've refined your messaging to speak to those people who are ready to buy. But most people don't, right? Remember, the average conversion rate's 3 to 5%. So let's just say 5%. That's 95% who don't. Because they need more nurturing, don't they? They need to see additional offers. They need a longer sales cycle. And Others might need a different type of launch experience, right, to come into your world. Yeah, so we need to build long-term systems, right, that keep our people warm, keep our leads warm between the launches. They need to be going into new funnels, not just going on the list. Like, what actually what actually virtually happens with that group of people? Let's say you've had a couple of hundred people come into an online challenge with you. What happens afterwards? After you've closed the doors, are they just on your list, or do you have another funnel that they're going into to continue to nurture? Because they were thinking about your offer. They were going through a buying process decision. Is there a downsell? Is there another offer? Is there another experience that you bring them into to continue to nurture that group of people, right? The launch loop. Okay. So the goal isn't to get every person to buy. That won't happen. Yeah. The goal is to build relationships so that when they're ready, your offering is the obvious choice to them, right? Because you've continued to show up. You are front of mind. Yeah. So we do this. We take our audience through specific phases and then into live and evergreen funnels that are strategically positioned with this longer term thinking. And it's important to have this longer term mindset. Like, this is why so many launches fail, because people assume that if someone doesn't buy in that open cart period, they're lost forever. They're not going to buy. And then they freak out about it and stop showing up, as I said. So let's just talk then about the actual live launch itself. Okay. Because as I said, we've recently had a six-figure launch, 38% conversion rate. One of the biggest challenges now in the space is in live launching is this declining show up rate. Okay. People are signing up for things, live trainings, webinars, and whatnot, but then they're not really showing up, or fewer people are actually showing up live. And so if they're not showing up, they're not buying, are they? Yeah. So instead of just accepting that this is how it is, this is the way it is now. Live launching doesn't work, people don't show up. We adjusted our strategy, to increase the accountability, to increase the participation. Yeah, we've added pre-event, sorry, pre-event engagement strategies. Yeah. And this isn't just reminders to show up. This is actively involving people before the session, right, with specific strategies to really engage, to create the conversations. And then we built in these micro commitments. Okay, so instead of, relying on one big call to action at the end, we've created smaller commitments throughout that help people to interact, show up to the live event, right, and take those small actions that move them closer to buying. We've also refined our follow-up strategy. Yeah, so we continue to, re to they continue even to receive these high-value touch points with us, and we layer our messaging to really speak to different buying objections, let's say. So these are tweaks that you can make, but they can actually have a massive impact. And this is why, with our business hat on, it's so important that when you go through a live launch, you are tracking your data. You're tracking everything that's happening in your live launch funnel. If you're in one of our programs, you get trackers to do this. So you just have to punch the data in. So we are not scrapping live launches. The key here is just to adjust how we show up, how we engage, how we guide our audience to a buying decision, okay? And not relying so heavily on one sales moment, thinking that all our sales need to come from that. Layer in multiple moments for people to buy throughout your launch cycle. It's really, really important to follow up with people, to have the next funnel that you're sending your people into so that you can nurture them. You can really engage with them and create stronger, more deeper relationships. The other important thing to refine is our messaging. Yeah, with that deeper emotional connection. Don't assume that people already know what you sell. Yeah. And really look at your messaging. You know, what is it that you're trying to drive sales? What are you using to drive sales? Is it logic? You know, the features, or is it emotion? Because it's emotion that drives sales. This is why we don't just talk about what our program includes, is we talk about what it means for them. Your audience need to feel that. They need to feel the transformation before they buy, okay? And if you need support with the actual strategy itself, we have programs for all of you, regardless of where you are. Now, all of our programs teach the Freedom Launch Method, okay? And this incorporates launching and sales strategies, but also your product, sorry, product offering as well, right? Product design, essentially. Designed for every level of business. So Yogipreneur is kind of like where you start if you're starting from scratch. Profitable yoga teacher, you learn Evergreen for your low ticket, and then live launching for your online course. And then inside Visionary, you learn the complete product suite that includes launch looping, what I talked about, and the entire suite of strategies that's inside Freedom Launch Method. Okay, so you don't have to guess any of this. You don't have to overthink or like piece together all these things on your own. You get proven, repeatable systems for selling. Yeah, for creating offerings and that sell, that actually people actually want and need, and selling. So we're happy to support all of you with that. Good stuff. Okay, so I will love you and leave you. Thank you so much for being here with me today, guys. I hope you come and join me again next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.